So, when do we start? Helen, did you say? Oh, it's... So, in... Right, in about 30 seconds, that's fine, okay. So, the news is on now. Fine, okay, good. There's adverts after the news. Yeah? Okay, right. Well, I'll just sit here and wait then for the, I'll just read the paper. Fine. Ooh, John Prescott. Very attractive, isn't it? And that woman he's with. Minga. Are you sure that clock's right, Helen? Well, I don't know. Well, you're the producer.
Yeah. Ian Lee. Sorry, John, you're Ian Lee. On now.
We're on that.
Scott's just fine.
We're on that.
We're on now. Off you go.
Right. Hello then. Welcome to 3.5 hours of LBC between 3 and 6:30. Ian Lee is on holiday, obviously. So, like a supply teacher, I've come in to take his class. And also, like a supply teacher, I have no idea where you're up to with your reading or what biology textbook we're supposed to be using. So, we're going to muddle through it together. What's coming up then in the now started today's radio equivalent of having an affair with John Prescott? Well, of course, I'm taking your calls this afternoon. The number, you'll know it by now, the number is 08709090973. The text, 84850, or you can email, probably, Holmes, that'll be my surname, Holmes, holmes@lbc.co.uk. Just like a real radio presenter might, I am going to ask you, I'm asking you this. In this, the week of the 20th anniversary of the Chernobyl disaster, which led to the evacuation of 220,000 citizens, acute radiation sickness, deaths, and perhaps the most dreadful nuclear catastrophe ever to hit the world, here's the radio-style question I'm asking you this afternoon. What's the worst accident you've ever had? Obviously, I'm not expecting anything on the same scale as that. I'm thinking perhaps you fell off your bike into the path of a passing tramp, or maybe you broke your head falling off a ladder, which is a bit different, I'll admit, from a meltdown that sent a column of radionuclides burning at 2,500 degrees centigrade into the sky above Russia. But as I say, I'm not expecting you to compete with that. So what's the worst accident perhaps you've ever had? You could call us 0870 9090973. It could be DIY related. Perhaps. I had a bit of an accident this week, which wasn't really physically injurious, but it was War of the Worlds. War of the Worlds. War of the Worlds was at Wembley Arena on Tuesday night, and I had tickets. And what did I do? I bought the tickets for a couple of friends of mine. As well, and we were going to see War of the Worlds live. War of the Worlds being the excellent, seminal 70s work by the magisterial Jeff Wayne, of course. And I had tickets, and I'd heard tell of how good the show was, because friends of mine went to see it at the Albert Hall a couple of weeks ago. And it was tripods, alien tripods, 40 foot high, Richard Burton's holographic 3D head. So looking forward to it, we all were. It started at 8. At about 7... I happened to glance at my an email account I have that said, reminder, your event, bear in mind this was, I had tickets for Wednesday at Wembley, Wednesday, this was Tuesday, your event on Tuesday the 25th of April is about to begin at 8 o'clock. This is a friendly reminder from Ticketmaster. I said, well, that's ridiculous. They've got that wrong. They've clearly just got that totally wrong, because I'm going tomorrow on Wednesday. And then I realised that what I'd got it wrong. That was quite a big accident. At £50 a ticket, my friends weren't best pleased about this. So I drove as fast as I possibly could, obviously to the speed limit, to Wembley. 40 minutes late. 40 minutes late. Missed the opening. Missed the Richard Burton bit where he goes, no one would have believed in the last few minutes. Which is the best bit. And got there in time for Forever Autumn, the song, Justin Hayward, which I was very, very pleased about. But missed the beginning. And that was my accident of the week. I know it doesn't compare with, you know, Chernobyl, or indeed falling off a ladder. But that just... This has been happening to me recently, though. This really has been happening to me. Because I've just gone thick recently. I don't know why. I don't know why this happened. I just useless at remembering things. And this is the first time I've done it. My friends, I now owe them money, and I'm not best pleased about it. Jason in Raines Park has had an accident. Hello, Jason.
Hi, John.
Hello. How are you?
How's it going?
Well, I'm more sitting. I'm more squatting in, if I'm honest.
Well, have you got a small bum or something?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, and Ian's, as you can imagine, is quite wide.
Long and thin.
He's got a long, thin bum, but weirdly, he's got four buttocks. Not a lot of people actually know that about Ian.
You only find that out when you sit in one of their chairs. And you think, what's all these indentations?
I'm sitting in it now, and if I stand up, right, I can give you an example. Oh, listen to the noise the chair makes. Right, these chairs are about £700 each, and yeah. Ian's got two.
If you want to find out something really disgusting, get off the chair and turn it upside down and you'll see what goes on underneath.
Oh, I've heard of... Yeah.
It's always director's chairs, you'll find that out.
I've been warned not to look under these chairs.
No, don't.
And that's why I'm sort of trying to sit above it on a cushion and not touch the chair itself. They make you wear protective gloves. And you know when foot and mouth disease was ravaging the country?
Yeah.
And you know how they had those trays of disinfectant outside fields?
Yeah.
There's one of these outside the studio.
Oh,
you have to go through a tray of disinfectant before you're allowed into Ian's studio. I don't know why. No one will tell me.
Oh, good God.
I know. It's not pleasant, is it? Sure. Hey, man, now, he's supposed to have gone to America or somewhere, hasn't he?
No, I reckon he's an exile, isn't he?
He's on the run. But imagine how long it's going to take him to get into America now, with all that bureaucracy they have.
Oh, good God. Ages. Especially terrorists of the airways.
Well, exactly. Yeah, as soon as they see his name, frankly, and an old 11 o'clock show video, he'll be out of there.
They'll just chuck him out.
Yeah, not even allowed in.
Straight away.
Yeah.
Chuck him straight out.
Where are you calling from, Jason? In Raines Park, aren't you?
Yeah, that's it.
Hey.
Raines Park, see? And I'm just thought I'd pull in a second.
Hands-free and legal.
That's it, that's the one.
Good. We obviously wouldn't condone it any other way. We don't
exactly.
want anyone. Absolutely not.
Exactly.
So what are you driving? Your van? In a van, are you?
Big old white transit van. I was, anyway. Now I've stopped.
Now you've stopped. What have you been up to today?
Not much, really. I was working away, and I've been in the workshop all day.
Yep.
And I hadn't really been out, so this is the first bit of daylight I've seen since about 5 o'clock this morning.
Have you been working underground?
No, it's just that I work inside a workshop, which is behind a shop, and you don't really get out to see much daylight, so I'm in front of the bench all day working.
I see. I thought for a minute you were going to say, like when I went to see War... Are you familiar with War of the Worlds, by the way?
Yes.
The musical version of?
Oh, not the musical. I've seen the film one with Tom Cruise.
Of course. No, but originally, you see, the Jeff Wayne's musical version of it from the 70s.
Yeah.
When I was a tiny child, this was sort of one of the big things you listened to, and it was live at Wembley Arena the other day.
Was it good?
It was, I missed the first 40 minutes because I'm an idiot and got the wrong day.
Well, it was the Triffids.
Similar, but I went to see that. But I was going to say, if you're working underground, there's a scene in that where David Essex plays a man who's trying to, when the aliens have taken over the Earth, trying to dig his way underground and create a brave new world underground. And I was going to ask you if you were doing the same thing. But it turns out you were just in a workshop.
No, I'm in a workshop. I'm not a womble.
No, well, I'm glad to hear it. If you were, which one would you be?
I think I'd be the one that's named after the river, Orinoco.
Orinoco. Also famous, of course, Orinoco Flow by Enya.
That's it. Did a song for Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman in their film Far Away.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the theme tune, isn't it,
well,
one of her songs?
Oh, well, there you go. See, I'd learned a thing about Enya. I was going to say that Orinoco Flow, you'd think, was about a river, but maybe it was about a dodgy act on Wimbledon Common involving wombles.
Well, that was it. Funny enough, I got a bit of trivia the other day. Up on Wimbledon Common, there's a huge hole appeared in one of the roads up there opposite the Common. And
right.
It's just, apparently, one of the workmen I was talking to, because I was stuck in the traffic, he goes, we don't know where the holes come from. He goes, but we reckon the wombles are trying to dig their way out.
Ah. See,
this is it. But well, I phoned up about disasters.
Oh, yeah, you did. That's right. That was a while ago now, but carry on.
It was the worst Christmas ever. It's the only day of the year, really, where it's acceptable you can have a sherry at about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, that's acceptable every day.
Yeah,
absolutely. That's fine. Put it on cornflakes. That would be my advice.
I normally try to have it with cheese at that time in the morning and leave the bread out.
Right.
And so I'd had a couple of sherries. And I thought, this is really good. So it got to about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and I walked past the oven. I thought, what's that doing on? Turned it off. Anyway, 2 hours later, it was discovered that I'd turned the Christmas turkey off. So dinner was rather late that day.
Oh, dear.
I was not popular.
Were you in some trouble?
Up to my neck in it.
What did you do? How did you get round it?
Well, it was nothing. By that time, I was totally sozzled, so I didn't care. I couldn't care less about it. But I still had the lumps to show in the morning. I didn't quite dodge the tin of beans that day as well as I normally do.
Good work. Listen, I've got to go to travel now. That's the radio law.
I'm Richard Hake, you're in the LBC 90s.
Of course, London's LBC's 97.3s. Hello, I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee, who's swanned off, not in a bird flu sense, he's not dead. He's swanned off somewhere else, and just couldn't be bothered to be here for you this afternoon. So, like a supply teacher, I'm sitting in. Also, this afternoon, we're the number, by the way, 0870 9090973. You can text us, 84850, or email Holmes, as in Sherlock, H-O-L-M-E-S, Holmes at lbc.co.uk. What's the worst accident you've ever had? Mine this week was missing War of the Worlds at Wembley Arena because I got the wrong day. They've just had, of course, you've heard, messing up the turkey by being drunk at 7 o'clock in the morning on sherry. Also this afternoon, we will be bringing you all of London's art galleries in alphabetical order. Plus, we're going to have a mystery sound competition with, you know, actual prizes. Plus the usual dribbles of travel and news squashed in between some of the best adverts that you've ever heard. Texts are coming in already. John, can we do Taxi Driver Challenge today, as I missed it last time you were on? That's from Ryan in Battersea. No, we can't. It didn't really work last time, Ryan, that's why. But I will explain what it is later, maybe. I tripped and bashed my head turning off a no-win, no-fee TV advert. That's from Tom. There's a terrible irony. On the telephone now, though, Lara. Hello, Lara.
Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm fine.
Good, good. And where are you calling from, Lara?
I'm calling from Woking.
Woking, eh? Yeah. And is that birds I can hear in the background?
Yeah, I'm in my garden, so.
Ah, you see, of course you're in Woking, you've got birds in the garden.
Yeah.
Ah, is it a lovely sunny day in Woking?
No, it's cloudy.
Oh.
Very cloudy.
What sort of birds are they?
Blue tits, all sorts, really.
I see. Are you out with an air gun or anything, or are you just admiring them?
Just admiring them.
Not shooting them because of the bird flu scare?
Nah, I'm just admiring them, make the most of it, I might die next.
I wouldn't get too close to them, though. They've started culling chickens today. It's only a short step from chickens to tits, apparently. Welcome, hello, hello, Lara, let's start again. What can we do for you?
Well, you were talking about, like, you went to the War for the World.
I certainly did.
And I'd like to give you some information about that.
Please do.
Because Woking is where the H.G. Wells, the writer, based it. And where the aliens landed is where, in Walls of Common, in Woking.
That's absolutely true.
And yes. I thought I'd better say that because I thought, God, I think he might be interested in that.
I am interested in that, you're absolutely right. And if you, of course, have seen the remake...
No, because I'm a bit biased.
Good, good. I think you should be, because that rubbish, the Steven Spielberg film, with Tom Cruise, right? Yeah. Obviously, they're just going to set it in America, like they do with all films. Our stories.
It's supposed to be in England. We thought we'd be coming to Woking.
Exactly.
So we were very disappointed.
You could have been an extra in the movie.
I wish.
You could have been. Have you ever done any acting?
Just some work stuff, but...
Like what?
Oh, I'm a care assistant, so I thought that we did a little play for them.
Okay. What did you play?
I played a wise man.
What? In a nativity?
Yeah, we sort of did a nativity, yeah.
I might be wrong, Lara, and I realise this is radio and I can't see you, but I think you're a girl.
Yes.
So, you're playing a wise man?
I bought a fake beard.
A fake beard?
Yes.
Right, is that a merkin or is that something else? It might be something else. Have you got, pictures of this you could email to me so I can see you dressed as a man? It's something I'd quite like to see this afternoon.
I've got a friend who's got email. He can do it for you.
There you go. Holmes at lbc.co.uk.
Okay.
And I can then describe your male outfit. Did you not, being so interested in War of the Worlds as you are, did you not think of going to see it at Wembley on Tuesday?
No. I got it on... We got the sound on tape on... So I listened to that.
Is it on cassette?
Yeah, cassette, CD, there's a mixture of them. So.
An old cassette. You don't really see those very often now, do you?
No.
I've got them, when I was a child, I had it on gatefold sleeve vinyl. Jeff Wayne's musical version of All the World. And it opened out, and this was a great thing, one of the great things about going to see it at Wembley, when I eventually got there and missed the first 40 minutes. You used to be able to open the gatefold sleeve out when you had the record, and it was brilliant artwork inside of, like, the aliens attacking. And at the, I won't spoil the end, at the end, they all die, the aliens.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. And birds would peck their eyes out. The aliens. And there's great pictures, brilliantly illustrated, these birds pecking out aliens' eyes. And fantastically, at Wembley, they had all these illustrations like that as a big screen at the back.
Really?
It was brilliant. Yeah. And then there, Richard Burton's three-dimensional head floating above the audience.
Yeah.
Doing that. You know when he goes, no one would have believed in the light, all that?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it was the rout of mankind. Like, that's not a very good impression of Richard Burton, I admit, but it was really good. Apart from the fact, you know, all they'd done, because I sold it for me, Lara, was they said it's a three-dimensional Richard Burton holographic head that speaks and narrates.
Mm-hmm.
What they did, they hung up a sort of 20-foot-high tailor's dummy head, right?
Yep.
And just projected a still picture of Richard Burton at the wrong age, when he was young, onto it.
Right.
Okay. So when he narrated All the World, he wasn't that age anyway, so it's wrong. And what they did, they got an actor to speak the words and morphed, you know, have you seen it? They morphed the mouth onto the still picture. So it looks like him, but it looks like the mouth's moving.
Yeah.
Are you sort of with me? It's difficult to explain. And this was billed as the almighty million-pound technology of War of the Worlds. I've seen better at the Jorvik Viking Centre in York, Lara, if I'm honest.
Well, you paid to see it, didn't you?
So I did. £50 I paid. £50. First, I missed the first 40 minutes. Okay, that's my fault. But I was slightly disappointed by the Richard Burton head. But I was pleased about the gatefold sleeve illustrations.
So you paid for something that you're not very impressed with?
Yeah, well, I was kind of impressed. But, you know, I would have expected better for that. And, you know, but there was a 40-foot-high fighting machine, but it didn't really move. And I was expecting it to sort of stalk through the audience, you know, killing people like it did in the book.
Oh.
We've got Chris on the other line here. Hello, Chris.
Yeah. Hello, John.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Good show, by the way.
Thanks very much. Very kind of you to say.
What it is I don't know, this is going to count as a disaster, but it's when something went wrong.
Oh, yeah, we are talking disasters and things that gone wrong this afternoon.
It's probably, I don't know, it's probably not even worth mentioning, but what it was, I was thinking about something, yeah?
That already sounds like a disaster.
No, but really.
No, really, it
does. I was thinking about something, right, and I forgot what I was thinking about, and I'm there like, saying, what was I thinking about a minute ago, yeah?
Yeah.
And I couldn't remember, right? It's probably, no, it doesn't count as a disaster, John.
Well, it's not on the level of Chernobyl, is it?
Well, no, exactly. I nearly wasn't going to call in, to be honest, John.
No, but I'm glad you did, Chris.
No, I have to go now, John.
Do you? Yeah. Why? Have you got a pressing engagement?
I have to go, John.
So, I think you should.
All right.
Something pressing, certainly, possibly on the inside of the head. Quite hard.
Put the phone down, John.
Yeah, put the phone down now.
All right, bye.
Bye, Chris. Laura, you still there?
Yes.
Can't talk to you, though, because we've got 5 seconds to go. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Some things in life are so good, you just can't keep them a secret for long.
London's LBC 97.3, 08709090973 is the number. 84850 is the text. Homes at lbc.co.uk is your email. Couple of texts just before we go to the news. Hi, I don't know who you are, but you're better than Ian. I think that's from Ian. A merkin, John, is a pubic wig. Thanks for that information. It's always good to bring public service broadcasting to commercial radio. News is next. I admit I wasn't listening to the news too closely there in the first story, but I'm sure I heard that somebody has offered a Brazilian to the England manager. That's something I don't necessarily want to think about. A lovely email has come in here. This is really nice. This is from Simon. It says, you are absolutely get off the radio, Holmes. So there we have it. I obviously will follow that instruction. So for Simon, I'll just go. So I'm sorry, Simon. Sorry about that. I will leave, though, because you said. We're going out the door now, Simon. It's going to be 3 hours of dead air, though. But on your head be it, Simon! Sorry, hello. Hello, everyone.
I think we've got another caller coming.
It's, who's this? It's John.
John, it's,
John coming back. It's John. Hello,
it's John.
Where did you come from, John?
Well, you heard me read out Simon's text there.
We must have missed that. No, we've been talking about accidents.
Oh, I've been listening. I've been sitting out there.
Where'd you come from?
You are very good.
Country.
What? Where do I come from?
Yeah, you're a caller, aren't you?
No, I'm hosting the show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, Ian's off today, you see.
Yes, we know Ian's gone to the new land.
That's
he?
Right, he's gone to the new land. So I'm sitting in for him today. So I was the one talking about accidents and War of the Worlds.
I thought you'd gone home, John.
But that's it, you see. I got this email from Simon, someone or another, who said I was absolutely...
Oh, no.
Was it?
I know, a word.
Oh, no. What a thing to say. I mean...
Oh, no, it's just rude, isn't it?
The last show you did was brilliant.
Well,
thank
you very much, and happy birthday, by the way, for yesterday.
Thank you very much indeed, John.
I did hear the show yesterday, and I heard it being your birthday, and you were surprised
that
Ian
knew.
Thank
you very much indeed.
You're very welcome. So, no, but I was out there because Simon told me to go away, and I thought, well, yeah, the listeners are in charge, that's fine, I'll go. So I was out there, but then the management made me come back.
Oh,
and
don't
said,
worry about Simon.
So I wouldn't get paid. So I'm not really worried about Simon. But on the line, we've got Jeff now, I think Philip's there, Pete, Joanne's still there?
Yes, well, it's still here.
Colin there as well. So welcome to you all. Thank you all for calling in and helping me.
Have a birthday party for Philip.
Survive. Everyone.
One last night. I'm still recovering from that.
So, and Philip, you were playing War of the Worlds there down the phone as well.
Yeah, the Richard Burton thing. Yeah.
Very, very fine. Very, very fine.
As I say, I've never seen the stage play. Is it worth seeing?
Yeah, it was very good, actually. I mean, now, Jeff is going to correct me. I know, Jeff. I'm going to come to you in a moment. But I missed the first 40 minutes because I'm an idiot.
That Jeff, it's not the Jeff Wayne, is it, that's rung in?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Actually, it is. You've got me completely...
The actual Jeff Wayne.
I just wanted to put it straight, though, that they'd actually intentionally made him younger, to be mid-30s, as the journalist was meant to be in the story.
Ah.
So they consciously found an early picture of Burton and worked from that, you see.
Oh, I see. So there is a method in the madness.
Because I saw you, Jeff, on you were interviewed, I think it was on London Tonight. About the show,
yeah,
which was really interesting.
It was an awesome show. I mean,
the amount of work that must have gone into it.
But Jeff, if I missed the first 40 minutes, which I did, due to my own stupid fault getting the day wrong, is there any chance you could sort of get it all together and redo the first 40 minutes for me, sort of, you know, at home or something?
Well, how about I get it together and I do sort of belated birthday party for Phil?
That's a good idea.
How's that?
Because how many in the orchestra?
30 plus
in the orchestra. You got the 40-foot high fighting machine.
Yeah.
Richard Burton's big face.
Absolutely. Costing a fortune in heat rays as well.
Yeah, you got a lot of heat rays. You got a lot of lighting on there. You got all that back projection, the front projection, the gatefold sleeve illustrations.
You will have to allow time for the journey across from Mars, though.
Yeah. How long do you think that would take?
It'll give us a couple of, let's say about half a light year.
Okay. You'd have to also have the congestion charge on there.
Jeff, if you could have done it anywhere other than, say, the Albert Hall, where would you have liked to have done it?
Well, Wembley Arena, probably, which is where I saw it.
Hmm.
Wembley Arena or the Albert Hall, which was the best venue, would you say, Jeff?
Albert Hall.
Oh, I agree with you, yeah, and annoyingly I didn't get to go to that one either.
What else have you got planned, Jeff? Have you got anything else in the pipeline?
Well, I'm thinking of going back to a bit of producing with Dave Essex again.
Yeah.
Why wasn't David Essex in it?
He was busy, you know, he did a bit of shopping.
Well, interested, someone said earlier about, you know, Mr. Essex couldn't make it, bigger things to do. I doubt that David Essex has got bigger things to do than Wembley Arena and the mighty War of the Worlds, because he's on tour at the moment playing to people in Rill.
Yeah.
That's not bigger.
You see, he only gets one song in my show, so...
Oh, I see.
This is it, you see.
Are there any other stories that you would like to adapt?
Well, I've got a theory there. We've got to hold fire because we have to go to the travel. So thank you very much all for calling in. But I'd like to see Jeff Wayne's other 18th century novel, the musical version of Pride and Prejudice, Jeff. Travel now. This is London's LBC 97.3, Real Life, Real London. You call us 08709090973. Text 84850 or email homes@lbc.co.uk. What's the worst? It's 20th anniversary of Chernobyl. So what's the worst accident you've ever had? We've already heard some very interesting ones. I was going to say good, some of them aren't. But it's certainly interesting. I've just got time now to give you, before we go on, London's art galleries in alphabetical order. They are as follows. Apsley House, Arts Depot, Barbican Art Gallery, Barbican The Curve, Bayswater Road Artists, The Cooper Collection, Cutty Sark, Darley University Deluxe Gallery, Dulwich Picture Gallery, European Academy, Ice Storm, Esoteric Collection of Modern Italian Art, Guildhall Art Gallery, Honeywood Heritage Centre, Kelmscott House, London Glassblowing and Glass Art Gallery, the National Gallery, the National Portrait Gallery, Orleans House Gallery, PM Gallery, the Photographers Gallery, Queen's Gallery at Buckingham Palace, Queen's House, REBA, the Royal Institute of British Architects Gallery, Royal Academy of Arts, the Saatchi Gallery, Somerset House, South Bank Centre, Tate Britain, Tate Modern, Trinity Boy Wharf, 2 Willow Road, the Werner Collection at Rangers House, 291 Gallery and the Wallace Collection. That's your London Art Galleries in alphabetical order for you this afternoon. On the line now, Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John.
How the devil are you?
I'm fine. And you, sir?
I'm not so bad, thank you. I went away for a while there because Simon said I had to. Don't know whether you heard that.
I did. Traffic is important to me, yes, of course.
No, not the traffic. That was just... No, I had to go away for the traffic, obviously. But before that, Simon emailed us.
Simon the caller. Didn't like you.
No, just told me to go away and get
well,
off the radio.
Actually the opposite, John.
Really?
Yeah, I want to know where the... You normally come as a bit of a package. Where are the other chefs?
I do, actually. You're right. Normally I do bring some reprobates, shall we say, into the studio with me. Everyone, bank holiday weekend, isn't it? And what's happening is everyone's sort of doing better things, apart from, you know, me, who's got no life.
Yeah, not good, John.
How's your afternoon going?
Lovely.
What are you doing?
I'm driving my cab.
Yeah, driving your cab. You didn't ever phone up to play Taxi Driver Challenge, did you?
No. I once tried to play Swearing Radio Hangman.
we don't mention that, Steve.
We're not allowed to. Or French Oral Examination. But, I couldn't play it on my own, John.
There's a regular listener to stuff I've done. Good Lord!
And with that, I'm afraid I have to go.
You go, sir. It was a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for ringing up. Marvellous, Steve, there. Adrian Hills Court, hello.
Hello. Yeah, I've got a Taxi Driver Challenge.
Yes?
Brian Lee.
He's not here, but go on.
Yeah, he's in New York.
That's what he says he is.
Yeah. Well, he's got to bring back a yellow taxi cab driver to perform on his show.
Ah, well...
Brian Lee. That's his task. That's the one I put to him.
Adrian, you see, you haven't thought through...
No. All he's got to do is convince a taxi driver to come over here and perform live on LBC.
But the red tape of entry into this country, if you bring a taxi... This is true, by the way. If you bring a taxi driver back...
Make him legal.
Well, if you bring a taxi driver back from America, they have to be quarantined for 3 months now. Because, as you'll know, New York taxi drivers could have anything. Pick up any sort of disease. You know what Americans are like.
Crow, yeah.
Americans are dirty. And New York taxi drivers can have to be quarantined for 3 months. So even if Ian manages to bring one back, he's not going to get him on air for 3 months.
What can we put to him? Because this was put on his show.
Yeah.
People should put a task up to him.
Yeah, well, we can't...
Can you think of one?
Can I think of one?
Mm.
I'd like him to bring back... part of the... No, I know what I'd like him to do. I'd like him to go up the top of the Empire State Building, like King Kong would.
Yeah.
Right? Hang off the top, right? and just try and hit aeroplanes like King Kong. That is what I would like Ian Lee. Ian Lee, let's face it, he's tall and lanky enough to be able to do that.
Bring back a piece of the original 9/11 building.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a good one, yeah.
Bring back a bit of the 9/11
as a souvenir. That's a weird sort of souvenir, Adrian, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, I think we should put it forward.
So you want Ian to bring back a bit of...
If anyone wants to call in about it, then it's welcome.
9/11...
I think 9/11 rubble
right.
Monument. And we'll put it up as a statue in, I don't know.
Well, we'll put it outside LBC.
That's it.
If he brings back...
LBC is a statue.
If he brings back a big enough bit, right, Adrian? If he brings back a big enough part of the 9/11 rubble, we could get a London sculptor, to fashion it into a statue of Ian Lee.
I'll do it.
And it could go... You'll do it. You're a sculptor.
Mm. Well, I'll do a bit of artwork, yeah.
Fine. Oh. And let's get him out on the front of LBC building here, in wherever the hell we are, Latimer Road, opposite Dodgy Estate. Get him out there.
I don't know it.
A big Ian Lee statue made out of 9/11 rubble. Mm. That's good, Adrian.
Yeah, definitely.
I like that.
That is classic.
It is. It's better than bringing back a cabbie, isn't it?
It's much better.
If we're honest. Would the cabbie...
These ideas come to you in an instant.
Would you expect the cabbie, him to have killed the cabbie, or, or would it just be...
No. As long as the cabbie's got a bit of 9/11 rubble on him.
Okay, well, Adrian, thanks for your call. We will be doing that. I'm going to read some... we've got some message board stuff coming in, have we? What does that say? John, you are okay. Hopefully we won't have idiots like Yasser ringing in while you are on, as he is an insult to gay men. That's Ian in Croydon. I can't work out whether Ian Croydon is suggesting I'm gay there. I don't really know. Reading between the lines. But if Yasser is listening, give us a call, and perhaps we can get out of that. It's 5 to 4 now. This is LBC 97.3.
If you...
What they said then. 0870 90 90 973 is the number. 84850 is the text. Email homes@lbc.co.uk. John, tell Simon, this is the Simon who told me to get out of the studio and get off the radio, because I was absolute... Thanks. Johnny there with his finger on the button. So slick. Tell Simon to... off. It's your show, John, not his. If he has a problem, he should go to a mental home. To be honest, thank you for that. There, I think actually Simon was emailing from a mental home, so too late. Is there an LBC Waxworks Museum, says Tom? No, but we could now start one with the Ian Lee 9/11 rubble statue. That's good. John, keep it up. Stay there for good. You're very good. That's from my mum. It's not. Tell Simon to sod off and listen to Talk Sport. Don't go, mate. You're doing fine. That's Wilson. Thanks for that. I can't possibly read that one. That's both illegal and would have me thrown off the radio. Are you Henry Kelly? Do I sound like Henry Kelly? Henry Kelly, the Irish brought Helen, says I do a bit. Henry Kelly. A bit like that. Oh, Henry Kelly. That's more like Wogan, isn't it? That me, master of accents. Oh, all right. That's rubbish. Can't believe someone was so rude to you, John. So rude, says Anna. They were rude, Anna, you're right. Are you Marcus Brigstock? No. I think that was from Anna Rayburn. That one. Are you Marcus Brigstock? No, I'm not Marcus Brigstock. Although, I do appear on a Radio 4 programme with him. Not that I'm plugging that. On a rival radio station. That would be wrong. So, give us a call. I'm so out of here. 0870 90 90 973. Text us 84850. Comment. Not comment. I'm just reading it off the board. homes@lbc.co.uk. We are talking after the... It's the 20th anniversary of Chernobyl. So what's the worst disaster or accident that's ever befallen you? If you've ever fallen off a ladder... have you ever fallen off a bike? Have you ever fallen off somebody during sex? I don't know. Whatever your biggest personal disaster and accident is, that's what we want to hear from you this afternoon. We were also talking earlier on about the War of the Worlds that I went to see on Tuesday. More of which later. We spoke to Jeff Wayne earlier off of that. But far more important than my rambling, Jonathan in Hammersmith. Hello.
Oh, hi, it's nice to hear on the radio, John.
Thanks.
It was a funny story that reminded me a bit of when... Did you say that you missed because you got the wrong day? You missed the concert?
That's absolutely right. I thought it was Wednesday and it was Tuesday and I only found out with an hour to go and I was approximately 70 miles from London.
Oh, man, because a similar thing happened to me. This is a long, long time ago, going to show my age. I was going to go and see a David Bowie concert.
Yep.
And this was when I was 18. I'm 50 now, so they will tell you my age. It was a long, long time. I've got Torquay Town Hall, about 200 people there.
Okay, we've got to get a news in a minute. So do you want to hang on and tell me the story after news?
Yeah, sure.
Because I want to talk to you for longer than the next 10 seconds.
Yeah, okay,
thank
sure.
you, Jonathan. You remain there. LBC 97.3. Call us 0870 90 90 973. You can text us 84850 or email homes@lbc.co.uk. We want to hear about your accidents. We're also talking War of the Worlds. And we might even have a mystery sound competition. With a prize possibly coming your way between now and God's own hour of 6:30. Call us though, 0870 90 90 973. I'm John Holmes, in for Ian Lee. Let's get down to the funky bed. Or not. Well, I've done a similar sort of competition to this before on LBC, and I have to tell you, the response that time was whelming, not overwhelming, you understand, just whelming. To wit, here comes the Thursday sitting in for Ian Lee mystery sound quiz. All you have to do, right, all you have to do for is to, well, identify the mystery sound. It's that easy. You could be in this afternoon, you could be in with a chance of winning an amazing prize. Ian doesn't do prizes, so we do. Chance of winning an amazing prize, which today is this. Get the mystery sound right, you could win two tickets for a trip round Steve Allen. That's right. You and a friend will get the chance to be flown to London, if you live in London, and whisked up Steve Allen in a limousine. You'll find out how the presenter works, go behind his scenes and visit the brain where his camp caustic wit is made. And all you have to do is identify this mystery sound. Now, I realise that is quite a tricky one this afternoon. It's email and text only, this competition. Email and text only. If you think you know what that mystery sound is, 84850 is the text. Email homes@lbc.co.uk. We've got a couple already coming in on the text here. Janice from Tooting says, is it, John, is it a car backfiring? Don't know. Let's have another listen. It's close, Janice. Not sure that it is. Another one here. Thingy from Thing says, is it a phone ringing, John? Is it a phone ringing? No, I don't know. So afraid not. And Susie, who's texted in from the Hanger Lane Gyratory, thinks it's the sound of DJ Scott Mills being disemboweled. Apparently. Let's have another listen. She's very close. One more listen, though. Just what is that mystery sound this afternoon? Two tickets for a trip round Steve Allen are up for grabs. You can guess via text 84850. Or you can email homes@lbc.co.uk. Just over to the some other texts now. John, what is so funny? What is so funny, John, about 9/11? Pathetic, Joe. Well, Joe, I'm not saying that anything's funny. I didn't even bring it up. Steve the cabbie brought it up, not me. It wasn't my idea. All I said was to make a statue of Ian Lee out of the rubble. But Steve brought the rubble up in the first place. I'm not taking the rap for that, Joe. It's good noise. Steve, the cabbie, who has to. John, that sounds a bit like a cat. That's from Ian in Hayes. No, I'm afraid not. No tickets for a trip round Steve Allen for you. John, it sounds like my ex. That's from Ryan in Battersea. No. John, you have a very annoying habit of making a slurping noise when you inhale. That's from Keith Borrow in Croydon. Do I? All right. I'm actually quite hurt by that. And I wasn't going to say anything about this, but I've actually had an operation recently to have gills put in, like a manfish. So that's what that is. And that's actually quite hurtful to me. Jonathan's still on the line. Hello, Jonathan.
Oh, hi.
Hello, yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry it took so long to come back to you there, but, you know.
No, that's all right. That's okay. I was having a good laugh, actually. I thought it was quite funny.
Oh, thank you very much. How kind.
I'm having a job. I'm going to work that one out. I'll send you a text.
It's a hard one, isn't it?
Really difficult.
But you'll know it's a good prize, as I'm sure you agree. You know,
I like the one about the girlfriend. I thought that was funny.
About the what?
Terrible. Somebody said it's their ex-girlfriend.
Hell yes.
Dreadful.
Yet
awful.
Funny.
How could anyone say such a thing?
So, listen, Jonathan, you can tell us about an accident you had.
Yeah, it was when I'd gone to see David Bowie in concert. We got to the concert, we'd been to the pub, and we'd all left the tickets there. So I borrowed a friend's bike, and I said, look, I'll nip back and get the tickets from the pub. And I came off my bike, sprained my ankle, struggled to the pub, but this is like an hour later, and they're fuming, wondering what I've done. And they're just like, and I mean, this is David Bowie in his Ziggy Stardust days.
Ah, the good old days.
Oh, no, and I did limp back. So if David Bowie's listening, what did he play in that first hour? I'm just joking, he might ring in. After you had Jeff Wayne on.
It's my Jeff Wayne nightmare. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was brilliant. I thought it was really good.
So did you? How annoyed were they on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, when they saw how bad my ankle was, they were annoyed when they first saw me. But yeah. When they saw the state of the bike and me, they were actually okay about it because we got in and saw he did 2.5 for a 3-hour set. So we saw a good hour and a half, if not a bit more, with the encores. It was still excellent.
Well, I got to see when I did the War of the Worlds, because we're talking about... brilliantly, what we've done now, Jonathan, is combine two talking points, right? Because I was talking about accidents and the fact that I missed the beginning of a concert. And you have brought it together.
Oh, well, I did because I'd heard you say about both things.
Brilliant.
When I was, because I'm a driver, I'm not in Hammersmith anymore, but when I was back there, I heard you say about that, and it just brought this story to my mind after that awful message for that stupid person. He should go into, you should have a Madame Tussauds for LBC, and he could be the first stuffed person you could put in there, couldn't he, really?
He'd be in the Chamber of Mentals.
Have him as a waxwork or something.
I thought you were going to say something else there. Jonathan, thanks for that. I was just going to say, you got to an hour and a half or so of Bowie, you say. By the time I got to Wembley to see War of the Worlds, I got there just as Forever Autumn was starting, which, as we all know, is a classic song.
Oh, superb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I got there, so I was really pleased to see that. But then, of course, it was the interval, and then I was able to watch the whole of the second half, which, of course, is basically the other album in the double album.
Oh, but wow. So it must have been brilliant, though.
It was brilliant. But the second one isn't as good, is it?
Well, I prefer the first one.
So do I. Yeah, I missed the beginning. And brilliantly, Philip earlier rang up and played me the Richard Burton. No one would have believed
it. It's such a superb album. I'm surprised someone as young as you would know it.
Well, I do. It's when I was a kid, so my dad had it. And then I got to listen to it. So I sort of shared it around my friends.
Oh, right.
And we got it around, and we all just got really into it. And then it transpires all my friends now were into it as well. So, excellent.
Yeah, it's superb. I've got it on CD. I used to have it on record, and then when I got a CD, I've got it on CD. It's absolutely superb.
Okay. Jonathan, stay there. We've got to go to... we're contractually obliged to go to some adverts. You can call us 08709090909090909090973. You have to take some of the 90s out of there to get the actual number. We've got some loads. Let's just have a quick listen to the mystery sound competition. Quite a tricky one this afternoon. It is, some of you are trying very hard, actually, but not quite there. Tom says, is it John Prescott speaking to the press? No, it's not. Is it John Prescott's lover? That's from Nikki on the M25. I'm not sure, you know, what you mean by that. That's slightly insulting to her, although she is a minger. Hi, John. I think it's a stapler. That's from Jill, who's in a queue. Give us a call, Jill. 08709090973 from your queue. I'd like to have some travel news about it. What have we got here? The mystery sound is Jordan. That's from Wendy in the Waltham Abbey, I beg your pardon. It sounds like Steve Allen's boyfriend. That's from Declan. I know. Is it Slipknot's new single? That's from Mike in Herne Hill. Is it the sound of two frantic Scrabble players accidentally reaching for the tile bag at the same time and knocking over a glass bowl of Turkish delight? That's the closest we've had so far. Let's have one more listen to it, just see if we can get it. is your text, homes@lbc.co.uk, if you think you know the answer to what that is. This afternoon's mystery sound competition. Two tickets for a trip round Steve Allen are up for grabs. We're going to the telephone, the electric telephone balancing unit now. I think Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hi, is that John?
It is John here. Is that Steve?
Can you stop playing that bloody noise?
Why?
Well, because you're really upsetting my pets. My pets have all got under the settee.
Oh.
I don't know what that Steve Allen's saying, but it's not very nice, is it?
I know,
it upsets your pets.
I apologize. Steve Allen has a reputation for upsetting pets. Did you not know that?
Well, I don't know about his pets, but, you know, you're really up under the settee.
Is it?
So,
well,
I mean, have you got a counterbalance?
Does your pet have a mobile phone?
Well, of course it doesn't.
But no, don't sound so surprised.
But he listens to the radio.
I know, but mobile phones for pets are the next thing. Have you not heard that?
Oh.
Seriously?
How are they, what, with their little paws, they're going to press buttons?
Well, they don't need to. It's voice-activated Bluetooth headsets.
Oh, that's good. Oh, perhaps they get on with them quite well.
Well, I know.
Most people that have got those Bluesets sound a bit doggy, don't they?
They do. And you know the, kids these days, they have mobile phones from, like, the age of, well, when they come out of a lady, they've got mobile phones already now.
Oh,
you know, they
really?
Have them in, the little babies have them now.
Oh, that's...
But the next thing is pets...
Technology's caught up with everybody.
It has. Pets on mobiles, I kid you not, is the next thing.
So can you stop playing that? And I think I've got the competition, I've won it, I've given you the right answer, haven't I?
Do you want two tickets to go around Steve Allen?
Oh... Well, I'm willing to put them on eBay. I don't really want them, but I'll put them on eBay.
That's fair enough. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Steve. Thank you very much. Jonathan, are you still there in Hammersmith?
Yeah. Well,
would you want two tickets to look... Sorry, what?
No, that's all right. I'm back in Greenford now. It's just so funny because I've been driving.
Ah, you're still driving?
Yeah, no, I'm glad I got away from Earl's Court. I just heard Richard Hakey give a bad report.
Yeah. Well, Richard... Do you know, Richard Hakey never gives us good news, does he?
The
amount of times I listen to LBC 97.3, right, which is 24 hours a day, every day, 7 days a week.
I bet you do.
Right? I have never heard Richard give us any good news whatsoever in terms of travel.
He's got a jolly voice, though. He's got a really jolly voice.
He has got a jolly voice.
Yeah, he has. It's like cheerful. So he's like cheerfully telling bad news, a bit like the news, the people.
It is. They do it deliberately, you know. They get, what they do, they employ people with jolly voices to give bad news, so you don't feel quite so bad about it.
Yeah, actually, that's so clever. I never thought of that.
That's absolutely true. And Richard had to go through several months of auditions for that. And he also does, you can't see because it's the radio, but I can see him from in here. He sits through there. He has to do the travel news dressed as a clown.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. He's there now. He's there now. And in between travel bulletins, in between the two, all he does is just take off a red nose. But the rest of the time, when he reads the travel, he has to put the red nose back on because it cheers everyone up because it's bad news.
That's really out of me. Seriously, that's really... I'm going to have visions now.
Yeah, please do. Please do. He does, honestly.
I've got to go, actually. I've finished work now, but thanks ever so much for talking to us.
Well, bless you, sir.
Yeah, it's a great show. Really enjoying it.
Thank you very much. How kind.
Cheers.
How kind.
Cheers, John. Cheerio.
Jonathan in at Hammersmith there. The mystery sound competition we're having a go at this afternoon. If you think you know... well, you can win two tickets for a trip round Steve Allen. We'll fly you to London, if you live in London, and then put you in a limousine, send you up Steve Allen, and you can go round backstage of Steve Allen, look round how he's made, how he puts it all together, look in his brains for where his caustic wit comes from and is created by Oompa Loompa type creatures that are gay. And then, two tickets for that. That's what I'm saying, that's what I'm giving away this afternoon. Two tickets for a trip round Steve Allen, simply for this mystery sound. It is what they said there. John, is it NASA starting the space shuttle? Is that the mystery sound competition? Is that the answer? Have I won two tickets for a look round Steve Allen? I'm afraid you haven't. It's very close, though. John, is it a police siren? That's from Dan. I'm afraid that's not that either. What else have we got here? Is it a song? That's from Mohammed there, not very specific. Is it someone doing a shoelace up? That's from John. We've got loads of these coming in. Keep them coming. 84850homes@lbc.co.uk. News now. There's the number, 0870 9090973. You can text us this afternoon, 84850, or homes@lbc.co.uk. Hello, I am John Holmes, and I'm sitting in for Ian Lee, who's off in New York, he says. But, of course, we all know very different. John, Jeff Wayne on the telephone earlier. That was a bit of a ruse. We all know it wasn't the Jeff Wayne. The Jeff Wayne, actor Jeff Wayne. Unless he suddenly decided to change his accent from US to Scan. Wasn't it him? Really? I thought it was. I've forgotten this. This is brilliant. This is from Richard. Thank you, this. John, the other project Jeff Wayne did, which might convert the stage, although it was a failure as an album, is Jeff Wayne's Spartacus. I'd forgotten that. I thought Jeff Wayne only did War of the World, but of course he did Spartacus. I've never heard it or seen it. Perhaps you've got a copy. Perhaps you'd like to ring us up and play it to us down the telephone. Believe it or not, it featured Catherine Zeta-Jones, says Richard. You see, you learn stuff listening to this radio station. John, Mystery Noise, is it a stapler? That's from Lambda Leroy. Is it Ian Lee having a conversation? I think it's a snake hissing. That's from Tony in Crystal Palace. John, is it Johann Sebastian Bach? That's a good guess, but close, but wrong. That's from Will in the High Wycombe. I have to do that. Is it the sanctimonious Patricia Hewitt telling off wayward John Prescott? See, topical and political satire. That's what you get. On the telephone now, David. Hello, David.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you a child?
Well, I'm 15.
15?
Yeah.
Is that years?
Well, I'm 15 years old, yeah.
15 years old. 15 and... But when you're 15, you have to know the amount of months you are as well, don't you? Because when I was 15, I'm 15 and a half. Are you 15 and a half?
Think so, probably.
When was your birthday?
My birthday's on 13th of January.
The 13th of January, and you were 15 on 13th of January, so you're sort of 15 and a quarter, aren't you,
Dan? Yeah, kind of like that.
That's fine. Helen's typed up your age on here, and she's put that you're 132. I don't really know why. But you're not, are you?
No, I'm not 132.
No. My question to you is, David.
Yeah?
Why aren't you at school?
Oh, well, I just came back.
Oh, you're back from school now?
Yeah.
It's not still the Easter holidays, is it?
No, it's not still.
Thank goodness for that. Because you've probably had 2 weeks off for school, have you?
Yeah.
Two weeks you get off for Easter?
Yep.
That's just lazy, David.
Yeah.
Did you do any work while you were off?
Yeah, kind of. I read my book called The Hobbit, which I wanted to tell you about.
I do want to know about your book called The Hobbit, which you wanted to tell me about.
Yeah.
Go on, tell me about it.
Well, it's really, really good. It's, I keep on... Before, I got it, like, about 2 years ago or something like that.
Yep.
And then I keep on telling my mum about it and stuff. She bought me it for my birthday, and also, the real surprise for my birthday was The Hobbit theme for my birthday.
A Hobbit theme?
Yeah, on my birthday. They were like there's posters of it.
I didn't know Hobbits had a theme. Is it like the theme from Black Beauty?
It's like there's posters on walls about the Hobbit, right? And there's like tissues of the Hobbit and stuff. And
tissues?
Yeah, tissues.
Of the Hobbit?
Yeah.
What, like tissues that you blow your nose on?
Yeah.
Or wipe your bottom on?
Yeah. Well, not... Yep.
And they've got pictures of a hobbit on?
Yeah. It's weird. I asked my mum how to get it, but she didn't listen.
She didn't listen? Has she not read The Hobbit?
Well, I read a bit to her, and she enjoyed it too.
Could you read a bit to us?
Huh?
Could you read a bit to us?
Do you want me to start from the beginning?
Yeah. If you could start from the beginning and then read right through to the end, that should take us up to the end of the programme on Monday.
Okay.
Okay, but you still have to keep reading it. Well, because obviously we finish at 6:30 today.
Okay.
But if you just stay on the phone and carry on reading it, then what we'll do, we'll come back to you tomorrow, when we're back on radio, and see where you got up to.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I was on page 364, but I can start in the beginning.
Yeah, I think you should start at the beginning, yeah.
Okay.
We'll try and, we might be able to help you with a Hobbit theme tune as well while you're doing it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Should I start now?
Not yet, hang on. Okay, you can start now.
In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit, not a nasty, dirty, wet hole filled with the ends of worms and an oozy smell, nor yet a dry, bare, sandy hole with nothing in it to
You can call us, by the way.
On
0870-909097. Don't mind me, David, you carry on.
Honor to eat. It was a hobbit hole, and that means comfort. It had a perfectly round door. Like,
well, you can text us on 84850. Oh, sorry, David, what I forgot to say...
Huh?
What I forgot to say was that every time you stop reading, you have to go back to the beginning.
Oh, okay.
So you have to start again. Sorry, it's my fault, I interrupted, sorry.
Okay. In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit, not a nasty, dirty, wet hole, filled with the ends of worms and an oozy smell, nor yet a dry, bare, sandy hole.
Well, you can email us at homes@lbc.co.uk.
On or to eat. It it was a hobbit hole, and that means...
If you want to enter the mystery sound competition this afternoon, you can do that via email, which just says homes@lbc.co.uk, or you can text us on 84850. David.
Yeah?
Hesitation. Hesitation. Back to the beginning.
In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit, not a nasty, dirty, wet hole filled with the ends of worms and an oozy smell, nor yet a dry, bare, sandy hole with nothing in it to sit down. On
we also want to know this afternoon if you've had an accident of any kind. If you've got Jeff Wayne's Spartacus album, I'd also like to hear you play that down the telephone, because I've never heard it. I'd be quite interested in doing that.
Onto a tube-shaped hole like a tunnel.
Mystery sound competition still
without smoke,
keeping
with panels
us going this afternoon. Just have another listen to the mystery sound competition. Don't forget that it's 84850. Here it comes.
Hats and coats. The hobbit was fond of visitors. The tunnel wound on and on, going fairly but not quite straight into the side of the hill. The hill has all the people for many miles round.
If you think you know what that is, you can win two tickets for a trip round Steve Allen. We'll fly you to London if you live in London. And get you a limousine to take you round the inside of Steve Allen. Two tickets if you get that mystery.
No going upstairs
sound.
For the hobbit.
Correct, this afternoon. Text us 84850 or homes@lbc.co.uk.
Wardrobes, he had whole rooms devoted to...
Oh, David, sorry, can I just stop you there?
Yeah?
Back to the beginning then.
In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit, not a nasty, dirty, wet hole filled with the ends of worms and an oozy smell, nor yet a dry, bare...
While David's just reading that out for us, if you do call us now on 08709090973, you will get straight on air. You will get straight on air. 08709090973. Talk about whatever you like.
Round door like a porthole, painted green with a shiny yellow brass knob. In the exact middle, the door opened onto a tube-shaped hole like a tunnel, a very comfortable tunnel without smoke, with panelled walls and floors tiled and carpeted, provided with polished chairs, and lots of pegs.
Helen?
For
have we got Helen? Have we got...
The hobbit was
okay, thank you.
Fond of...
Hello?
Hello, is that Charlotte?
The tunnel...
Is that Charlotte?
Round no.
Who is it?
Julian.
Hello, Julian.
I have a sister called Charlotte.
Good. Do you?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you sure you've not got a split personality?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Where's Ian?
Ian
of Lee.
I've never heard of him. Oh, David. Hang on a minute. Charlotte, Julian. David?
Yeah?
Oh, you stopped then. Get back to the beginning. Okay. You are an absolute star. You're really good at this. No, this is good. But by the end of, Monday, we may have got to the end of the book. But you start again from the beginning, because you stopped.
Okay.
Thanks. Go.
In a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit, not... Suddenly, he looked in his cave and saw this humongous, this ginormous dragon. That dragon was so big and so red. The hobbit didn't know what to do. He was running fast, but the dragon kept on barging, but the hobbit was not hurt.
Oh, David.
He was keep coming on.
David.
Yeah?
Hello.
Yeah?
Where are you up to now? What chapter?
I'm on chapter 3. This is the part where the dragon comes to, try to kill the hobbit.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you've managed to get through three chapters. Trouble is, I had to go to news headlines and the travel and the adverts.
Yeah?
So you're going to have to start again.
Start again from the beginning?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay,
off you go.
All right, just wait. In a hole In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit, not a nasty, dirty, wet hole filled with the ends of the worms and oozy smell, nor yet a dry, bare hole with nothing in it to sit
this
down.
Hello, John in the slough.
Hello, John. How are you?
Not bad.
Good.
I've got a bit of a problem with the hobbit story, though.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, but David's reading it so well.
Well, he is, yeah. But
the round hall.
I don't think he's going to get to the end.
It had.
Well, we've got till Monday.
Well, the problem is, I get a lot of interference with the planes going over here in Slough.
Oh right, okay.
So,
with the panel
every 3 minutes, the radio gets interrupted.
Yeah.
With like the captain saying how many thousand feet he is.
Oh.
And I think that classes as. A pause, really.
It does, doesn't it?
I think he should restart every three minutes.
David, did you hear that?
Yeah.
John is on the phone as well. He lives in Slough.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a problem with the transmitter there, because when planes go over, it cuts LBC out. And you are... and what happens is your reading, your brilliant reading of The Hobbit, gets cut out. So because of that, every 3 minutes, you have to go back and start from the beginning.
Okay.
But that's every 3 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Right, so we'll tell you when 3 minutes is up.
Okay.
Okay, so if you go back and start from the beginning again now.
Okay.
That'd be great. Thanks.
In a hole in the ground there lived a hobbit. Not a nasty, dirty, wet hole filled.
Is that right, John?
With the end.
Yeah, that's great, yeah, because I wouldn't want to miss any of it.
No.
No.
Well, I wouldn't either.
No, I'm getting quite into the first page as well.
It's good, isn't it?
Not bad.
I can't really wait to find out what happens on page two, if I'm honest.
A hobbit hole. And
well, could we get him to skip to the last page?
That's controversial, isn't it?
Perfectly round door, like a porthole painted with green and shiny yellow.
I suppose we could get him to sum up the middle for us.
Yeah, maybe kind of
with a breath
push it down a bit, in 3 minutes, maybe.
Yeah. And why don't we get him started on Lord of the Rings?
Down, open to the...
That might be going a bit too far.
Yeah? Like, we could read all three volumes of that.
And go straight to the last page.
Yeah.
Without smoke.
It's 3 minutes up, yeah?
And four times.
If there's a plane going over, let me know.
I can hear one, actually.
Can you? David?
Yeah?
A plane's just gone over Slough. Is that someone at the door?
Yeah, that's somebody there.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Is it a dragon?
Hopefully not.
Might be. It might be a red dragon.
Okay.
Who is it?
Oh, it's my au pair. My other au pair.
Is it your other au pair? How many au pairs have you got?
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Why? Why do you need three au pairs?
Well, because one's just coming over, and they help with the house too and stuff. They need the money.
Do that? They need the money?
Yeah.
Why?
Because,
Are they from Eastern Europe?
Their father just died and stuff, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll back up from that. Comment then. Step away from that. I see. Oh, right. So, are you quite posh, David?
Huh?
Are you quite posh?
Well, I don't like to be. Well, sometimes I try to be posh, but...
You sound quite posh.
Do I?
You're reading The Hobbit in a very, very posh, smart voice there. You know what? You know what LBC should do?
What?
We should get your reading of The Hobbit on a podcast.
Hmm?
We should get your reading of The Hobbit on a podcast.
What is that? Podcast.
Do you not know what a podcast is?
No, not really.
I will tell you. Do you know what an iPod is?
No.
Okay, posh, but... I'm going to explain to you what an iPod is. Oh, no, it's too complicated. But essentially, what it means is we'll get your reading of The Hobbit available for people to download and listen to when they want to.
Cool.
That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really cool.
But you have to start again from the beginning.
Now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Off you go.
Okay. In a hole in the raft was fond of the visitors. The tunnel wound on and on going fairly, but not quite straight into the side of the hill. The hill as all the people for many miles round called it, and many little round doors opened out of it. First on one side and then on another.
Hey, is that Archie?
No, going upstairs.
Hello, Archie.
Hello, mate.
Are you all right?
No, I'll be. You've upset me, really.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, you're taking the mick out of the lad. He's well-spoken, well-behaved.
Posh.
And there's no way that kid would get up and say, up yours, you know what I mean? Because he must feel like saying that to
him. He must do, you're right, you know.
And it's neither funny or entertaining.
It's not, is it?
I don't suppose I'm the only one whose back is well up, you know what I mean?
I don't suppose you are, Archie. Is your back up?
Well up, and...
How high?
As long as you don't... if all you can do is take the mick out of people...
No!
...is you're in the wrong job, son.
That's not what I do.
Well, that's what you're trying to do that with me now.
I'm not... I would not...
How high is me back up?
As if I... Well, you said it was up. I'm just asking you how...
Well, you got up me nose, and that's it. And I think you probably got irritated a lot of other people.
Your nose is up and your back is up?
Eh?
What?
I said, it's just irritating the way you're taking the rise out of that lad. He's a lovely, he's a well-spoken...
He is a well-spoken lad.
And patient lad.
Patient
and all
lad.
You're doing is taking the rise.
I'm not doing that. I'll tell you what I'm doing,
Archie. No, he don't realise. I wish he realised what
does,
I'm doing.
I'll tell you what I'm doing, Archie. I'm helping him with his reading out loud skills.
Oh, get out. Now you are taking the mic.
Oh, I'm not.
He don't need that sort of help from you.
He's the one who rang up, Archie.
That sort of help, you wouldn't have asked him to read out loud on the radio.
I didn't ask him. He volunteered.
He's a lovely lad.
He is a lovely lad.
I bet he feels like playing up yours, but he's too polite to do it.
Well, I'm giving him ample airtime.
Yeah, well, I know, but he's not that sort of a lad, is he?
Do you know him?
You'd have him there all night. No, I don't. I just feel for the lad, that's all. Because you're taking the rise out.
Whatever a rise is, I'm certainly...
No, don't see, there you go.
Okay, Archie, I'll tell you what we'll do
Stop
for you.
Stop acting like a fool, for goodness sake.
Okay, Archie, for you, this is what I'm going to do, okay? David, you there?
Yeah.
Right. Archie is annoyed and thinks that I'm having a go at you, which I'm not, am I?
No.
So, I'll tell you what, just...
Well, let me talk to David.
Hang on, Archie, we've got to go to some thing.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so when we've done the thing...
Yeah.
...we'll come back and we'll sort this out like men.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, see how high you can get your back, I'll fetch a ladder, and we'll fight it out man to man.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm the referee.
And David is the referee.
Hello, David.
Good man. 0870 90 90 973. I'm John Holmes in for Ian Lee. This is LBC 97.3. Hello. Yes. Hello. Hello. I'm John Holmes sitting in for Ian Lee. 0870 90 90 973 is indeed the number. Or if you're ringing to complain, then call TalkSport. 84850 is your text. Holmes at lbc.co.uk is your electric email. Archie, are you still on the phone? Hello, Archie. Archie.
Is that young man there still?
Which one?
David.
Yes. He's...
May I have a word?
He's refereeing. Just before you do, Debbie has just texted Archie.
Yes.
To ask that if you could possibly start reading War and Peace for us. do you think you could?
Certainly not.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't know. Go on. I think you should start. What's your favourite book?
I'm not a great reader, truthfully.
What do you prefer? Magazines with pictures?
Yeah, Beano and Dandy.
The Beano and the Dandy.
Yeah, well,
you could read that for us, Archie. That'd be all right.
Yeah.
No. Let's get David back on because he's going to referee our fight. David,
he's a lovely lad.
He is a lovely David. Hello, David. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
You good. You're 3-0 pairs there now.
Yeah.
Good. And we've been enjoying your rendition of the Hobbit.
Hmm.
Which is very good. Now Archie would like a word with you, David.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Go on then,
Archie.
Hello,
David.
Hey, hi, Archie.
I think you're well spoken and a very patient young man.
Thanks.
And if I was you, I'd have put that book down and told that gentleman what to do with it. He keeps getting you. He's pulling your leg, you know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Keep going back to the start. Haven't you fell in yet?
Well, I got a little bit annoyed, but, you know.
I imagine you would be a little bit annoyed, but you're too polite to say so, aren't you?
You should hear the dirty, potty language he's been telling me off air, Archie. You say he's polite,
lad.
But David.
No, he's a lovely lad.
He's a lovely lad.
But it would not be nice to let him read a couple of chapters.
What I'm going to do, I'm going
to... He's a pleasant man to listen to.
He is, well. He's got a lovely voice, hasn't he? As I say, we should do it as a podcast.
Yeah, but I think you should, you know, ride him like... I mean, you've read him a little bit, haven't you? And,
yeah.
Like he said, he has got upset a little bit, but he's too polite to say so.
Yeah, well, it's all right, though, because we'll send him a prize.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
As long as he reimburse him, lovely.
Of course we're going to reimburse him.
That makes me happy.
Does that make you happier?
Yes, good. It does.
Just letting, because he was going to referee, because me and you are, you know, before the news there, we decided we were going to have a fight about it. So yeah. I was going to get David. David said he'd be the referee.
No,
so
fighting.
David.
My fighting days are over.
Well, so mine haven't even started, to be honest. I wouldn't even go there. I think it just comes down to who could run faster, me or you. just in the opposite direction. But David.
Yeah?
Who do you think would win in a fight between me and Archie?
Well, I haven't seen you guys.
No, but just have a guess.
Well, I think it's going to be a draw very soon.
Oh, look how... Do you see?
Well, what a diplomat. So you're
He's a born diplomat. He's a born diplomat. Yeah. So, look, David, just give us the last half a page of The Hobbit for us. Just read that out for us. Bring it to a lovely close.
Okay.
Okay? We want to know how it ends. Go.
Okay. Here it is. The new master is of wiser kind. Said Balin, and very popular for, of course. He gets most of the credit for the present prosperity. They are making songs which say that in his day the rivers run with gold. Then the prophecies of the old songs have turned out to be true after a fashion, said Bilbo. Of course, said Gandalf, and why should not they prove true. Surely you don't disbelieve the prophecies, because you had a hand in bringing them about yourself. You don't really suppose, do you, that all your ventures and escapes were managed by mere luck?
Tell you what, David.
What, yeah?
It's going on a bit. Just give us the last word.
Okay. Tobacco jar.
Excellent work. Thank you very much.
Well done. Well done.
That's right. Now, David, if you could just go and fetch all three volumes of Lord of the Rings, we'll do that tomorrow. Thanks for that. Patricia's on the phone as well. Hello, Patricia.
Hello, John.
How are you?
Enjoying the show, although you are having a laugh, aren't you?
Well, that's what we're here for. Do you agree with Archie? Do you think I'm a git?
Slightly, but no, I am just cracking up laughing on the road and having a right laugh.
That's
so
what
thank
we like.
You.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Beckenham.
Beckenham. And what are you doing this afternoon? You're not at school, are you?
No, I've just finished work, sir.
What did you do?
Civil service.
Civil service? That mean you're a spy?
No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not, John. I'm going to end the call now.
Oh, okay.
You're not going to get my back up.
Heaven forbid, Patricia.
You take care, John.
Thank you very much for your call.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Is there any chance of that young lad reading a chapter or two at each day? That would be a...
Would that be a treat?
Yeah, I think it would.
Yeah, you've changed your tune, haven't you, Archie?
Why?
You ring up, you tell me I'm doing a don't make him read out. You make him young and cool. And now you want him to do it.
Do it properly without interrupting the lad. I mean,
hang on, Archie. Sorry, Archie.
Yeah.
I interrupted your sentence there. Can you go back to the beginning of the sentence for me?
No, I just had to voice what I thought that was.
And that's what the medium of the electric radio is for, Archie.
Exactly.
And I'm very glad you did. Where are you calling from, by the way?
Gillingham.
Yeah. In Kent?
Yeah.
I see.
Midway Towns.
I know it. Well, I know it.
Yeah.
I just know it.
That's about all you can say about it.
Yeah, it is. Is it that bad?
It's not a lot.
Are you born and bred Gillingham?
I was.
Were you really?
Oh. I am, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
67
years man and boy.
67 years man and boy.
Yeah.
I don't think you were a boy at 67, if I'm honest, there. But for you, Archie, I think we will get, you know, we can make it available as a podcast, as I suggested. Do you have an iPod, Archie?
No, but if you did that, I would make a point again.
Well, there we go. There we go. You see, we've
done me a favour then. And,
if LBC had a budget, I'd send you an iPod as a prize.
Oh, and it would be accepted with It's great, thanks, but I don't suppose that'll happen, do you?
I don't expect it will at all, no. No, not in any way will that happen.
No.
So you could just go onto the Listen Again facility and just get annoyed and get your back up all over again by listening to it.
No, it didn't get me back up.
You said it did! You said it did!
Yeah, I know, it was irritating. I was like, oh, the poor lad. And he's so...
Archie, we've got to go to news. So if you could go back and start being cross again, that'd be good. LBC 97.3. 84850. If you think you know what that mystery sound is this afternoon, this is from Caroline. Love the show. It's like Steve Wright. So sorry to hear about your ticket mess up with War of the Worlds, John. My dad and nephew saw it and said it was great. Mystery voice is Ian's cat, Velvet, singing gadang-gadang. What's some more here? Bear with me. I don't know how to work any of the equipment. John, is it someone working with a chisel? Is that the mystery sound? Again, very close. John, the mystery noise, I'm absolutely convinced, says Amy, and sorry, absolutely convinced that I'm in with a chance of winning the two tickets for a look round Steve Allen. She says, is it, I've lost it again. Is it, just bear with me here. There it is. Hey, John, is the mystery noise two nuns treading grapes in the Alps? Don't know, let's have another listen to it. Let's have another listen to the mystery noise. Is it a jet airliner taking off? No. Paul from Shoreditch says, is it a car door being slammed? No, I'm afraid not close, but no. If you think you know what that is this afternoon, 84850 or email homes@lbc.co.uk. On the... now, what line is this? 50,000. Line 50,000. It's Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I was just listening earlier to the Thames Water statement. I'm glad they're actually admitting to actually turning the water pressure down. I've been arguing with them personally for about 18 months now. They've been out to my house and denied it on several occasions.
Yes.
I actually live in a row of terrace houses.
Right.
Not a sour block, just a row of terrace houses.
Well, Michael, hang on. A row of terrace houses,
yes,
is basically a tower block on its side, isn't it?
Oh, if you like.
Yeah. Carry on.
I mean, there is two floors. There's not three floors, not four floors. There's two floors only.
Yeah.
When I moved in there over 20 years ago, there was no problem with the water pressure whatsoever.
No.
We did start getting a lot of water leaks in the last 5-6 years as things started getting older and Thames Water were not repairing them.
Right.
And about 2 years ago to 18 months ago, we started noticing a distinct drop in pressure,
yeah,
to the point that some mornings when everyone gets up around the same time, so at weekends you feel it more, the water pressure drops so low that you cannot actually use a combination boiler or electric shower. The pressure is too low for that.
Right. Michael, I've just got one question for you.
Yeah?
What radio station were you listening to when
LBC.
Right. But when was this?
Within about 5-10 minutes ago.
Talking about water.
The Thames Water, yes.
Right, that wasn't LBC.
It was definitely 11:52.
Ah, no, what you've done there is make a basic elementary mistake, and it's this. You were listening to LBC News Station.
Yeah.
And what you've done is you've called LBC 97.3, not News Station.
Oh, I know, the other one on the FM.
Do you see what's happened there?
Yeah, when I phoned the operator to get the number, I was really annoyed. They gave me this one.
I see. You see, I mean, I've enjoyed this move into water, and you've opened up a whole new alley for us. If indeed you can open up an alley of water, I don't know that you can. But
Thames Water, it's more of a puddle.
More of a puddle. Well, now you've brought it up, though. Where I live, right, they said in January, and this isn't Thames Water, this is mid-Kent water. Okay,
yeah.
And what they said is that your road, sir, will be closed for 9 weeks, for access only, for 9 weeks from January. Okay, that's what they said. Then only last week, when it was more than 9 weeks from January, they didn't tell us, didn't tell anyone. All the yellow signs they put up that tell you about diversions? Yeah?
Yeah.
And it said 9 weeks from January. All they did, all someone did, this is the only reason I know, someone drew a one in front of the nine with a marker pen.
Yeah.
That is how we found out that it's going to be 19 weeks now. How annoyed am I, do you imagine, Michael?
I imagine.
As you've brought water up. Not physically.
No. We don't have enough pressure to bring it up physically.
No.
Okay.
But
I apologise for actually holding you up from your,
no,
your show.
No, it was, believe me, it was a fascinating diversion. Why don't you now ring the other station and talk to them about the War of the Worlds?
I will do that.
Do that. If you
that
ring...
sound, I know obviously it's not a dog. It sounds just like one.
That's right. Thanks for that.
2-2-3-3-2-2-3-2-3-4-5-6.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Who? Who?
Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
Who's that?
It is me.
Yeah, what?
It is me.
Yeah, I know it's...
I'm speaking to you.
No, you're not speaking to me. You phoned LBC 1152 News.
That is right.
By accident. And I'm just about to read the news. Is that... Do you mind?
No, don't worry.
Is that all right? I'm just about to read the news. If you... Wait there. I'm reading the top stories of the news.
All right.
You ready?
No problem.
You ready for the news?
That is right.
You ready for it?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. LBC 1152. You listen to LBC 1152, the news. There's news this afternoon that an escaped personality has caused havoc in central London. Davina McCall broke free of her moorings outside Television Centre in White City and made her way across the city covered in mud and anger. Shoppers in Oxford Street were astounded as she ran across the road, pushing over the "Don't be a sinner, be a winner" man at Oxford Circus, grabbed his megaphone and screamed, "It would have been better if there'd been guests on my show," at passers-by. Police finally brought her down with a tranquilizer dart outside Borders, where she'd hidden in a bin. That's the news headlines on London's LBC News 1152.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because you've called the wrong station.
I don't know.
Okay. LBC London 1152 or 97.3, you take your choice.
Well read. Where's ye?
It is that what they said. John, is the mystery noise, is the mystery sound, Nick Ferrari promoting his book? No, it's a very good book, actually. I've propped up a table with it. And also the pages are quilted. Don't know why. Is it the sound of an ant rubbing Vic on its chest? No, it's more likely to be the sound of ant rubbing Deck on his chest, probably. If you think you know, 84850, this is LBC 97.3. If you call that number, you will, of course, get straight through to Helen, who's answering your telephone's calls this afternoon. Text 84850. Email homes@lbc.co.uk. The answers are pouring in thick. Not necessarily fast, but there we go. For the mystery voice. Mystery voice? Not a mystery voice, is it? It's mystery sound. John, is it a camel licking sweat off an orphan's kneecap? No, it's not. John, is it the sound of a goldfish tearing round a fishbowl? No, don't think it is. Let's have another one here. John, is the mystery noise The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown? That's from Andy in Banstead. Let's just have one more listen to the mystery noise. Very tricky, this, I realise. But it's a very good prize up for grabs. If you think you know what this is, two tickets. We've got two tickets to give away. There it is. For a trip round Steve Allen. That's right. We'll fly you to London, if you live in London, and we'll put you in a limousine and send you up Steve Allen for a tour round the inside to see how he works. That is an amazing prize for two people, you and a friend. On the phone is Alan. Hello, Alan.
Hiya.
Good Lord. You're loud, Alan.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well,
that's a good thing. Hello.
Hiya.
Hello. How old are you, Alan?
11, 12 this year.
12 this year?
Yeah.
Does that make... When's your birthday?
June the 4th.
So that makes you 11 and three quarters.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. Were you at school today?
Yeah, I was.
What book are you reading at school?
I ain't. I am.
You ain't?
I am.
You ain't?
No, I am.
Yeah, I didn't realise you are, but don't, you can't say ain't.
Why not?
Because that's slang.
So?
Slang.
So?
Slang.
So?
Slang.
So?
So?
Yeah, so.
Fair enough. What book are you reading at school?
Dracula.
Dracula?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. When I was at school, we didn't read books like Dracula or The Hobbit. Do you want to read it? Do you want to read some out?
No, I haven't got it with me.
Haven't you?
No.
Can you remember any of it?
No.
Can you remember, what, none of it?
No.
What about the bit with the topless vampires in the cellar?
I haven't got there yet.
Haven't you? No. I'll tell you, how old did you say you were?
11.
You're going to love it.
Am I?
That's going to be your favourite bit of the book.
Good.
Yep. And the bit where he goes, children of the night, what sweet music they make. Only in a better voice than that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So, what did you call in about, Alan?
The mystery noise.
Oh! Go on, then.
Is it a tractor ploughing a field?
Oh! Alan! So close! That is the closest... Let's have a listen, because you might be right. Let's have another listen to it. Oh, it's the hiss I like especially. You were very close, Alan, but I'm afraid you're wrong.
Oh, no!
Your tractor playing... You were so close, Alan!
Oh.
Oh. Michael in Wimbledon thinks it's Girls Aloud rehearsing.
Nah, that's close.
Ah. Sorry, Alan.
Okay,
sorry about that. But keep reading Dracula. Trust me, you'll like the bit with the cellar. Anita, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Hello, Anita.
Hello.
Where are you calling from, Anita?
I'm on my way from work to home. I live in Vauxhall.
Okay, where do you work?
I work in Romford.
What do you do?
Accountant.
Accountant?
Yep.
I see. For anyone that we've heard, you know, sort of big firm?
No, it's the NHS.
You accountant for the NHS?
Yeah.
But you're popular at the moment, then?
Yeah, that's what I did like to say when I work.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be very popular with the nurses. Do you work for Patricia Hewitt?
Sorry?
Do you work for Patricia Hewitt?
Unfortunately, it looks like it.
Oh, dear. She's not very popular at all, is she?
I know.
Oh. Well, I haven't... Because, obviously, I've been talking about trite things that aren't important on the radio. I've missed any news this afternoon. Has she been heckled off the stage again?
Sorry, I didn't get you there. It's not clear, the line.
Is it not clear?
Yeah.
Has Patricia Hewitt...
Yeah.
Health Secretary, being heckled off the stage again this afternoon. Do you know?
No, I didn't listen to the news. I'm a hard-working, British citizen.
Of course you are. I wouldn't cast any doubt on that whatsoever. Tell us then, as an insider, Anita.
Go on.
As an insider.
Yeah.
How much money have the NHS got? How much, when you left work this afternoon?
You'll have to speak to Patricia about it.
Didn't you not, when you left work, you didn't total it up?
No, I didn't. It's too much to total out, isn't it?
Is it too much?
Yeah.
Oh. Have you called in about the mystery noise?
Yeah.
Come on.
I think it's a doorbell.
Oh, again, Anita. Really close. I'm afraid it's not a doorbell, though. But you were really, really close. In fact, you're so close, I'm going to send you a prize anyway.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then.
I'm going to send you a prize. I'm going to send you one ticket.
That's not fair.
One ticket for a trip round Steve Allen.
All right, then. I'll take you on it, then.
Is that okay?
Okay.
Because you were the closest yet.
Sorry?
You were the closest yet.
All right.
Plus, you're a hard worker for the NHS.
I know.
And that's why you deserve a prize.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Anita. Jenny is on the line half. Jenny, hello?
Hi.
Hello?
I think it's a cat.
Jenny.
What?
Where are you calling from, Jenny?
I think I'm in Wandsworth.
You think you are?
I'm in Clapham. I'm almost in Clapham. I'm almost home.
Okay, you think?
Yeah, because I'm in the car.
Okay, you're not driving, are you?
No.
I was going to say, are you hands-free and legal? who's driving?
My mum.
Your mum's driving?
Mm-hmm.
And how old are you then, Jenny?
12.
You're 12 as well? Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Are you reading a book at school?
Yes, I am.
What book are you reading at school?
Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Picnic at Hanging Rock? Mm-hmm. What's with all these cool books that your kids are reading at school now?
It's a really good book.
It's a very good book.
It was kind of scary, this film.
You've seen the film as well?
Mm-hmm.
It is scary, isn't it?
A little bit, but it wasn't that
scary. Picnics are scary, though, isn't it? Am I right? Picnic Hanging Rock is the one that's scary because they open the sandwiches and then some wasps come. Is that right?
That's funny.
Am I thinking of the right one?
No.
What happens in Picnic at Hanging Rock?
Well, on Valentine's Day, these people in a school go off to a rock, and some go off, like, for a walk, and they disappear.
Yeah.
And then this guy tries to find them.
You know why they disappeared?
Sorry?
You know why they disappeared?
It was an avalanche, I think, but they never say.
Wasps. Wasps, Jen. The worst thing about a picnic, whether it be in a meadow or by a river or at Hanging Rock, wasps.
They eat all food?
Everybody, they sting you. Everybody will tell you that wasps are the worst thing about a picnic. Oh, that and celery.
Celery, yeah, of course.
Do you like celery?
Yes.
Do you?
But some people don't.
You're mental.
Why?
It's horrible. Some people, the two most evil things, three, apart from wasps, two most evil things at a picnic, right?
Yeah.
Celery.
Yeah.
Peanut butter. Awful.
Why?
Well, peanut butter, if you eat it, it sucks all the moisture out of your mouth, doesn't it? Dries your mouth out.
Yeah.
Some people eat it with celery. They're doubly mental.
That's just gross.
It is gross. It is.
I like apples and peanut butter.
Right. What is? Jenny, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Good. There was some weirdo interrupted us there. I'm still talking about, celery and peanut butter. I've got a theory, Jenny. I'm going to share this with you very quickly before I have to go to headlines and stuff. The reason that the South East and London has a water shortage is because all the peanut butter on all the supermarket shelves has sucked in all the moisture and taken it all away, Jenny. That's why. Stay there. Hang on, Jenny.
What about the mystery thing?
We'll come back. Can you stay there for me? Can you stay there, Jenny?
Yeah, sure.
Stay there, Jenny. I want to talk to you after the newsy, headliney thingies. What now?
Kiteboard in sight. I was bombing it downhill dafty when a mucky gust of wind flipped me up into the air.
90909973. More answers pouring into the studio for the mystery sound competition by the... two. Hi, John. Is it a hesitant carpenter? That's from Will in... Hi, Wickham. No, it's not. John, this is from James. Is it the sound of a stand-in presenter who's nowhere near as entertaining as Ian Lee? Do I win the prize? Let me see if you win the prize or not. No, of course you don't. Mr. Holmes, you're not Ian Lee. In fact, you sound like a retarded version. Your show is like a car crash in slow motion. Cringing... in it. And that's from Wandsworth, who works, it says here, because he sent it from work like a fool, from Admiral's Yard Self-Storage in Wandsworth in London. And for that, Wandsworth... Oh, no, you're a Wandsworth, I see. It's not the person. All right, then. For that, Admiral's Yard Self-Storage, I will never, ever self-store anything in you. I need self-storage all the time. You've just lost a customer for insulting me. John, loving the show. I'm laughing through my ICT coursework due tomorrow. Okay. Thanks so much. But let's go back now to Jenny on the mobile telephone. Hello, Jenny.
Hi.
Thank you for hanging on there.
Okay.
Are you home yet?
Yes, I am.
Hey. Good. So I forgot what we were talking about. Hanging rocks.
Cats. Meowing.
Cats meowing and hanging rocks and wasps and celery and peanut butter and all those things.
Was the mystery thing right?
So, was it a mystery cat?
Yes.
Let's have a listen.
It sounds like someone hissing.
You're right, you know, there's a lot of hissing, isn't there? Quite hissy, isn't it, John? Oh, you were so close with the cat. So close, Jenny.
It sounded like a dog, but...
No.
That would be too obvious.
That's really... Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from America, but I live here.
Where from America are you from?
Well, I was born in New York, and then I kind of moved all over the place.
Okay.
Michigan.
To Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay, why did you move all over the place? Are you a gypsy?
No. Well, we moved to Bronxville, this place in New York, and then to Michigan, then here. It wasn't moving all over the place.
No. No. That's fine. Ian Lee's in New York.
Oh, I was wondering where he was.
He claims at the moment, I think most people are, he claims at the moment he's in New York. Between you and me, I don't reckon he'll have been allowed through immigration yet. You know what it's like over there?
Yeah.
Clearing immigration.
There were so many cards you had to fill out. I went there this Easter.
You went for Easter?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got American citizenship, presumably.
Yeah.
And you still had to fill in cards.
Yeah, but I had to fill in one, but there were so many cards that other people had to fill in.
Yeah.
It was so complicated.
It is complicated, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Jenny, I'm sorry to tell you didn't win the competition, but it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
And learning about the wasps at Hanging Rock. if you got your book there?
No.
Okay, sure. Well, do me a favour. I'll tell you what, do me a favour tomorrow. Are you at school tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And your class is reading the book, yeah?
No.
Oh, just you?
Yeah.
Oh. What's the person next to you reading?
I don't know. Sometimes she reads, like, fairy tale books.
Oh, dear. It's a bit lame, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, tell you what you do. Tomorrow, when she leaves her book on her desk and goes to the toilet or something...
Yeah. Right,
turn to the back page.
Yeah.
Get a pen.
Yeah.
Marker pen, preferably.
Yeah.
And write wasps in massive letters across the back page.
Okay.
Will you do that for me?
What if it's a library book? I'll do it in pencil.
Do it in pencil, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but do it anyway. If it's a library book, it's funnier.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Jenny.
Thank you.
From Jenny to a Jennifer. Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer. We've got 1 minute, Jennifer.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. You're so nice.
You're nice as well.
I'm in hospital. I've got cancer and diabetes.
Right. Thanks.
I've been here for 2 years.
You're in hospital with cancer and diabetes?
Yeah, I've been here for two years, sir.
Oh, have you? Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
And the answer to the competition is a dog barking.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Do you know what? Because you've got cancer and diabetes, I'm going to give you that.
Thank you very much indeed,
I think that's only fair, isn't it?
Well, I'll be 24 this year, and I'm so fed up, sir, because I'm really, really feeling it now, you know?
Okay, you don't need to call me sir, either. I'm not that
well,
important.
Well, in Paris, we call you sir, sorry.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just not that important, you know? But
well, to me, you are.
Oh, no, you're so nice.
To me, you are.
Oh, you're so nice. Jennifer, I've got to go to the news. I'm really sorry to interrupt you. I've got to go to the news, okay? Very quickly, we've got to Noah. Hello, Noah.
Hiya.
Hello. What's the mystery noise?
Is it a bulldog barking like mad?
Let's wait and find out.
Do you rent a flat?
Cut you off there because adverts are more important than you. Hello, Noah?
I'm still here.
I know you are. Hello. Now, you tell us what you thought the mystery noise was again.
A bulldog barking like mad.
A bulldog barking like mad. What makes you think it's a bulldog?
Because it sounds like a bulldog, really.
Does it?
Yeah.
Let's have a quick listen. Have you got a bulldog, Noah?
No.
No. How do you know what a bulldog sounds like barking? Is it because your name is Noah and you have an ark?
Pardon?
Do you have an ark?
Yeah, we do.
You've got an ark?
Yeah.
Do you have two bulldogs in it?
No.
Were you supposed to have two of every animal in your ark?
Yeah, but I didn't quite find any dogs in the wild.
Did you not? What animals have you got in the ark?
I had two elephants.
Good work.
Two giraffes.
Yep.
Two snakes. Two
yep.
crocodiles.
Yep.
Two lions. Two tigers.
Did you have to put the tigers and the lions separate because they don't get on, do they?
Yeah.
You had to separate them.
Yeah.
Yep.
I switched on. I can't remember I had what? That much.
You did have a lot. On that arc?
Yeah.
didn't you? But the trouble is, at the moment, in London, because where are you calling from? You're from Dartford, aren't you?
Yeah.
Dartford in Kent. Well, at the moment, you see, there's not going to be a great flood, is there? Because there's a hose pipe ban.
Yeah.
Isn't there? So, your ark is just going to just have to sit in your garden full of animals for a while, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to smell, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you got a spade?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's a bit of trouble, isn't it? What are you going to do? Because you've now got all these animals.
I have a big spade bone.
Yeah.
I got too old that I had to snap it in half, and it got too stinky.
It got too stinky? Okay. Noah, stay there, because you might have won. Philippa, quickly, we go to Philippa.
Hello.
Hello, Philippa. What do you think the mystery noise is?
Golden Labrador.
A Golden Labrador. Now, we see, we've narrowed it down. Jennifer got us down to a dog. Now we've got to work out what kind of dog. Noah thinks it's a bulldog. You think it's a Labrador. Yasser. Yeah. Hello, Yasser.
I think it's a kind of German Shepherd dog.
A German Shepherd or a German Shepherd dog?
German Shepherd dog.
Not a German Shepherd.
No, a German Shepherd dog. It sounds like an angry
anyway.
One. That's what it sounds like.
Angry dog. Right, so we've got an Alsatian, we've got a Labrador, we've got a bulldog. Any advance on any of those from anyone?
I said, I think it's German Shepherd.
You think it's German Shepherd? A German Shepherd or a German Shepherd dog?
German Shepherd. You're confusing me.
I'm confusing myself, if I'm honest. Who've we got now? George, is it?
Yeah.
Georgia. Hello, Georgia.
Yeah.
How old are you?
8.
No, wrong answer. You're 5. okay, I think we're going to go to the news. What sort of dog do you think it is, Georgia? A screaming what?
Ow.
Steve, hello. Steve, what do you think it is?
I thought it was one of those no-go
systems. A dog alarm?
Hello?
A dog alarm?
Oh.
Figure it out amongst yourselves, I've got no idea! Available on DAB Digital Radio, London. Yes, that is the number. And now, for the last half an hour of the show, now we are opening that number up to you. If you call us, you will get on air. We're just going to put you straight through to the desk here, and I'll just talk to you. So you can call for any reason that you want. In answer to the mystery sound competition, which sounded like this. Which sounded like this. A bit like this. It was, of course, well, everyone's been, people have been ringing up getting it all afternoon. Let me just read you some of the texts, some more of them. We got round to the dog. Jennifer got it right from her hospital bed and said it was a dog, but then we needed to know what sort of dog it was. We've had guesses from Labradors to Bulldogs and German Shepherds and German Shepherd dogs, in fact. Also, Paul in Sunbury thinks it's a lawnmower. Someone thinks it's a Lassie. Ian at Heathrow. Don't know whether that's Ian Lee or not. But is it the sound of an English bull terrier with its left testicle caught in the back door of an Austin princess? I'm assuming that's a car, not a sort of princess. Otherwise, that'd be a bit illegal and weird. Okay, so let me tell you the answer to the mystery sound competition was... Well, we'll hear it again, final time. Remember, this is for two tickets for a trip round Steve Allen. We'll fly you to London, if you live in London, put you in a limousine, send you up inside Steve Allen for a tour round his workings. The correct answer to the Mystery Sound Competition today, Thursday, was... It's a recording of a dog barking. A recording of a dog barking. If you said it was a dog barking... Not quite right. But if you said it was a recording of a dog barking, then you will have won. Nobody said that, so sadly, nobody won. But it's all right, because we'll carry it over and we'll do a new one tomorrow. So that's fine. I am going to send prizes, though, to Noah. Noah can have a prize, and other people can as well, because I'm generous like that, and there are actual prizes. Now then, callers, straight to air for the last half an hour of what is loosely termed a show. Who have we got first? Hello?
The Now Show!
Right, good. In case you're confused by someone going, The Now Show, that's a reference to a show I do on Radio 4. That's how it starts. Thanks, whoever that was. Next, please.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Philippa.
Philippa.
Cut me off.
Oh, no, I didn't cut you off.
You did.
Helen might have done.
You cut me off. What was the outcome of the dog? What kind of dog was it?
Oh, you've gone again. Oh, shame. Next, please.
Yeah, that was a lawnmower. That wasn't a dog.
It weren't a dog, it was a lawnmower.
It was a lawnmower.
What sort of lawnmower? Petrol or hover?
Petrol.
Can you get a petrol hover?
It was a petrol hovercraft.
A petrol hovercraft?
What's wrong with you, man?
Have you been drinking? Possibly petrol out of a hovercraft. Next, please.
Hello. Would you like to buy some cheesecake? Cheesecake is good.
How much is your cheesecake?
My cheesecake is £945.
Is that for the whole cake or just a slice?
Just 97 slices.
97 slices. I don't think you could. I don't think you could cut a cheesecake into 97 slices.
Bad man, you are Boris.
You can't do. You can't do that.
What?
How would you cut a cheesecake into 97 equal slices?
Your name is Boris.
Ian, if you're listening, your listeners are on drugs.
Your name is Boris.
Your name is Boris.
Your name is Boris.
Whose name is Boris? Well, presumably Boris. Boris's name is Boris. Are you having a seizure? Can we call an ambulance from here?
Yes.
Helen says no, and that you're just going to have to suffer.
You're a madman.
I think she died. Next caller. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello there. Whom are you? He's died too. Next caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
I want to talk to Ian Lee, please.
You want to talk to Ian Lee?
Well, where is he? What have you done?
I'll give you his mobile number. You ready?
Okay, get a pencil. Okay.
Get a pencil.
Okay.
He's not here today. I'm John. I'm sitting in for Ian.
What are you talking about?
I'm John. I'm sitting in for Ian. It's quite simple.
Oh, okay. Give me the number now.
Here's his mobile number. 087090.
Stupid, you give me the same number as the dial. What is wrong with you?
Well,
how long
have you got?
I don't know. What are you done with him? Where is he?
Okay, here's his mobile number. You ready?
Okay, one more time. Come on.
07.
Yeah.
978.
Yeah.
5.
Yeah.
That's it.
Are you making it up?
I'm not. That's his number.
Why are you messing around with me?
I'm not making it up.
I don't understand you. Bring back Ian!
You don't understand me!
Bring back Ian!
Hello, Pot!
Bring back Ian! We want Ian back now! Bring him back!
He's being held on charges in America, we can't bring him back!
You're talking rubbish now! You don't know what he's talking about! Goodbye to you! Goodbye, good day!
Go away now. Next one, please. Hello? Who are you? That's what happens when someone's phone gets switched on accidentally in their pocket.
No, it's not.
Oh, hello. Who are you?
Bradley, what's happened? Ian's gone away and it seems like the lunatics have taken over your switchboard.
I don't know what's happened. It's mental, isn't it?
What is it? Mixed mental mayhem. I think Ian must have set you up for this.
I think he might well have done. It wouldn't surprise me, if I'm honest.
Every nutcase in London is ringing you.
I know. But you know what? I kind of like that. I say bring it on. I say if you're registered mental... Ring in, Bradley. That's what I say. Let's have the nutters.
We don't call people registered mental anymore.
Don't we?
No, we call them...
What do we say now?
Intelligence gifted.
Right, if you're intelligent or gifted, give us a call. 0870 9090 973. I'm John Holmes in for Ian Lee, LBC 97.3. I believe that Richard the Travel hadn't heard of Julie's Pantry, the famed motorway service outlet. For that, he will have his reading the travel licence revoked and have to go back on a course. Just time to tell you, tomorrow on LBC, it hauls itself onto your radio in the shape of this. Nick Ferrari is, of course, at breakfast, and tomorrow on the show, his guest is a gibbon. Then at 10, James O'Brien is here, and he'll have only one arm tomorrow for charity. Then Anna Rayburn at 1 will be talking you through some of the very latest assassination techniques. I'm back at 3, and then, of course, it's LBC Nightly News Live tomorrow. Don't forget, from inside John Prescott. On the telephone, then, Philip from South Norwood. Hello, Philip.
Well, it's actually, I've got a DVD of the week for you.
Have you, sir? It's good to talk to you again, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the way you rounded the show.
Loved Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. And now, he's back in theaters. And this time, he's traded in his wand for a 44 Magnum. Dirty Harry Potter.
Go ahead, punk. Cast my spell.
Dirty Harry Potter.
Dirty Harry Potter is rated IQ 13.
Dirty Harry Potter.
Yes.
I know. Do you think that's the title of the next book?
I think that Clint Eastwood will apply for the role.
Harry Potter. What that'd be called? Harry Potter and the. I'm just trying to combine the two there.
Yes.
Harry Potter and the. I was going to say, are you talking to me? But that's the wrong film.
Yes. Yeah. What were the titles? There were several, weren't there? Magnum Force.
Magnum Force. There was Magnum Force. There was Sudden Impact.
Yes. Sudden Impact. It gave me a headache.
Did it? Why?
Well, it was probably the most noisiest film I've ever seen in my life.
Have you seen, was it The Enforcer?
Yes.
That was one of them.
What was the one he had Tyne Daly in from Cagney and Lacey?
Tyne Daly, I can't remember.
Yeah, there was one that he had her as his partner.
I always thought Tyne Daly invented those tinned pies. 08709090973, next up on the telephone, hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Who's that?
Who's that, more to the point?
Okay. Can I sing a song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait, sorry. No. Next. Hello? Hello?
Hello, are you doing Triple M?
Whatever you say. Yeah, what?
Yeah, oh, is it Asian Chris?
Yes.
Yeah, what are you doing now? I couldn't understand. Is it Triple M now or no?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want me to talk to him then?
Yeah, everything.
Oh, then yeah.
Oh, no, hang on. Not the green one.
Not the green one?
No, hold the green one, move to the blue.
Okay, then.
It's not too late, it's gone purple. Go to yellow, quick. Now blue again. Now red. Good work. Next caller. Hello. Hello, who's that?
Hello, it's Esther.
Hello.
Hi, I think your show's really wicked.
You think what, sorry? You think the show's wicked? Right. Hello. Well, that's wicked in the sense of a witch. Hello, next caller, please. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, what? Where are you?
I'm riding on my bike in Dagenham.
You're riding on your bike?
Yeah, in Dagenham.
In Dagenham. And how are you listening to the radio? Have you got hands-free listening?
No, I'm not.
You're not on a bike, are you?
I'm not listening to the radio.
Oh, aren't you? You just phoned a random number?
No, I just phoned.
Or did you see it written on the back of a toilet door?
No, on a bus.
You saw it written on a bus?
Yeah.
On the side of a bus? Or someone had graffitied it on the back of a seat?
Well, graffiti, I think.
Graffiti. Yeah. Did it say...
Yeah, in the dirt.
Written in the dirt. Like, where it says, clean me.
Yeah, yeah.
It said clean me. Phone 08709090973, did it?
No, I thought it might be some dirty woman, but it's you.
Well, I am in many ways a dirty woman. For the right money, I can be whatever you want.
Well, I ain't got much money, though.
Okay, I'll take credit cards.
No, I ain't got a credit card.
Haven't you?
No.
Are you a tramp?
No.
Okay.
I'm just ringing about, the bikes.
Why?
Well, you're not allowed to ride your bike.
Aren't you? Whatever.
In the city.
In the city?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
Of course you are.
And I think the man who, says this should, get on his bike one day.
Well, that was you that said it.
No, that, you know, on the news.
A man said it on the news?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he said, what did he say? He said, like, bikes should have, number plates on their back.
Oh, that was in the news, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he should ride his bike round the City of London and see what it's like.
Well, why don't you start a campaign of writing, like your graffiti on the bus, why don't you go around writing numbers on the back of cyclists? That would be my advice. Next caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Go
on, hello.
Hello?
Hello.
I've never done this before.
You've never done it before?
No.
You've never done what?
Called a radio station.
Haven't you?
Well,
there are several. There are several rules you have to abide by.
Oh, okay.
Okay. One.
Am I allowed to swear?
One. Don't whisper.
Okay.
Two. You're not allowed to swear. No.
Okay.
Only I'm allowed to do that.
Okay.
Oh no! Wait. Apparently, I'm not. And the other rule is.
Yeah.
You have to tell me why you're calling.
I'm calling because I want to try something new.
You want to say something new?
Yeah.
Like what?
Anything.
You want to say anything new?
Yeah.
Well, say something new then.
Lava.
Lava?
Yeah.
New lava.
Yeah.
Is that like a new lava lamp?
No, or palava.
Palava?
Yeah, I've never said that before.
Have you never said that?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, I think you should use it to say it more.
Am I live on?
Are you live on the radio?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
No. No, we don't put... What we do, we talk to you off air like this first, and then if you're interesting, then I'll put you on the radio.
Oh, okay.
But the trouble is that you're not.
What?
Go away. Next, please. Hello? Hello there.
Hello?
Hello?
My name's Jason. My mum and dad want to go off tonight, and the babysitter's let them go.
Right.
If you sound really more sensible, would you be able to do it?
Yeah, yes, I would.
Oh, you would?
Yeah, absolutely.
He said no, he said yes.
I can do it, but I £12 an hour.
There's no problem, he hasn't got loads of money. He's a plasterer. He's a loads of money, he has.
He's a plasterer?
Yeah.
Right, he's got loads of money then. What child will I have to look after?
And me and my big brother.
You and your big brother?
Yeah.
Okay, you well behaved?
We're good, we don't sniff blow or anything like that. We're good kids, we are.
Are you good kids, we are?
Yes, me and my brother Gary. He's 24.
Right.
When you come up, then we live in Bradford.
Yes.
We get train from Euston or something.
I'll get, as you say, train from Euston or something. Thank you. Don't read that out. Anyway, look, that's it for today. We've run out of time. I was John Holmes, standing in for Ian Lee. We're back at the same time tomorrow, 3 till 6:30. LBC 97.3.
Bog off and pass.